A building's durability is directly dependent upon its foundation. A person's stability is dependent upon his or her foundation in life. And a church's acceptability to God is dependent upon its foundation. For as the foundation goes, so goes a building, a person, or a church. For this reason, Paul wrote concerning the church, "For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 11. Jesus is the sure foundation. The church must be built upon him and him only for it to remain pure and acceptable to God. By inspiration of God, Paul the apostle wrote to Timothy the evangelist saying, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." 2 Timothy 2 and verse 19. In the context of this passage, we find that this sure foundation is in contrast to the reliable or unreliable, unhealthy words of false teachers such as Hymenaeus and Philetus, who overthrew the faith of some. Upon this sure foundation, we find a two-part seal. A seal is an inscription or a motto. So the inscribed upon the sure foundation, upon the firm foundation, are two mottos. The first inscription is, "The Lord knoweth them that are his." This has reference to the relationship between the Lord and his faithful followers, giving them assurance and security in the fold of God. As long as we are faithful to the Lord, he will never leave us nor forsake us. Hebrews 13 and verse 5. The second inscription is, "Let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." This is reference to the purity of the faithful. No man can honestly and sincerely make the great confession from the heart without first departing from iniquity. Therefore, true disciples of Christ separate themselves from all unrighteousness and from all sin. Paul to the church at Corinth wrote, "Wherefore come from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 17. God is concerned with the foundation of the church, for it must be founded upon Jesus Christ and him only. It must not be founded upon men. It must not be founded upon riches. It must not be founded upon entertainment or any such like thing. To the church at Ephesus, Paul wrote, "And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone." Ephesians 2 and verse 20 and following. Jesus the Christ is the perfect foundation. He is the chief cornerstone, fulfilling the Old Testament prophecy of Isaiah 28 and verse 18 and Psalm 118 and verse 22. As the chief cornerstone, the whole foundation and the building rest upon him. Build upon Jesus, and you will have a sure and solid foundation that will withstand the storms of life that might come upon you.